Blog Talk Radio.
Do I think that Billboard Top 100 though? It's unfortunate, but it's going to be there. The Getty record, you can't just be okay. Like, there's a lot of these girls out here that are okay. But as a gay guy, that's just not going to cut it, unfortunately. to be a gay rapper, you're going to have to come hard. Now, the beat, we're sick on here. Oh. I'm not that one inspired at all.
CC drops tomorrow. I'm in good spirits. Feel so much good energy.
Okay, can everybody hear me? Boom, boom, we can all hear. Okay, okie dokie, you guys can all hear me.
What if a nursing college looked after you the same way you looked after...
Okay, welcome. Oh, wait, that might have been too loud. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the Armand Wiggin Show. If you guys are up with me right now on the East Coast, Midwest, or Central Time, hello. I know it's a little late, but thank you. Come on in. You guys are not doing anything tonight, obviously. So come and spend your time with me, okay? I'm going to sip, and I'm going to talk to you guys. Of course, the call-in number is available. Ooh, I'm spilling stuff already. So the last time I saw you guys, we were talking about who's next in hip-hop. What females, what females were next. And baby, let me tell you something. The people were crucifying me on Instagram over Remy Ma. Like, the Remy Ma fans were killing me, bitch. When I tell you, the Remy Ma fans were crucifying me. Like, I'm like, damn, like, what did I do? Like, the Remy Ma fans was not playing with me. But shout out to everybody. Hey, Erica. Hey, Christopher. I'll give you guys time to get in here. What's good? Hello to everyone. Just making sure you guys can hear me all right. Somebody said it's two major balls tonight. Well, you know what? Maybe they'll see it in the morning. If not, we will carry on. All right. So, let's listen. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about, let me sip up. Because there has been a lot going on social media. And the first thing that caught my attention this week was Faith Evans. Hold on. Let me see what's going on. I got a text. Hold on. Let me make sure everything is going right. Okay. So let me get to the tea for y'all. Girl, let me get to it, bitch. Let me get to it. So Faith Evans and Biggie. Now, mind you, somebody going to say, well, what about Faith Evans getting married to Stevie J? I'm not entertaining that yet because I'm not convinced that that's real. I'm not really sure what that's given. So I don't really want to speak to that situation because I'm not sure if that's just a Love and Hip Hop storyline and they're plotting on us because I just don't trust it. But this right here, Faith Evans saying that she was eating Biggie Smalls' booty, I trust that, bitch. I definitely trust Faith Evans was eating Biggie Smalls' ass. Now, before we get into all of that, let me do something. I want to make sure you guys can get a piece of this tea, too. So, y'all listen to this, but you got to listen really, really, really closely to catch it. If you don't listen closely, you might miss it. So catch this tea, and I'll be right back. Did you catch that tea? She said Big ate her ass, and she might have ate his back. But my question is, bitch, for the people in the back. Listen, I'm not upset with her eating Biggie Smalls' ass. I think I'm more upset that I wasn't able to be there as she ate Biggie Smalls' ass. Because I want to know, how did you eat his ass? Like, was he on his back with his legs up? Or did he sit on your face? Like, or was he bent over, like, in a doggy-style position? Like, Faith, how exactly did you eat his ass? Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall for Faith Evans eating Biggie Smalls' ass. I definitely would want to see that. That's a movie ticket I would buy. Because I'm sure, bitch, all that body between the two of them, it's a lot going on, bitch. I'm sure, bitch, those bodies were everywhere, bitch. That is a rude picture to see, bitch, and I would have been there for it. Bitch, I would have loved to see what exactly does that look like. And did Stevie J know that you used to eat Biggie's ass? Because, Faith, I'm sure, bitch, I'm sure you still have a piece of Biggie's ass somewhere on your face. That's a lot of ass. And I'm sure he's left a piece of his ass on your face, bitch. I'm positive you still got Biggie's residue on your face. That's a lot of ass. That's a lot of ass, bitch. Don't go and tell nobody that you eating Biggie Smalls' ass. Bitch, if I was Stevie J, bitch, I would be over that. So, girl, every time you kiss Faith Evans, bitch, you eating Biggie Smalls' ass. Absolutely eating his ass, bitch. I just, right, somebody said, I want to know if it was clean. Well, how do you clean an ass of like that? You know what I'm saying? That's like, how did she eat the ass? That's why I want to know, like, Faith Evans, if you, Faith, let me talk to you for a minute, Faith. If you're out there, the people want to know, how did you eat Biggie Smalls' ass? Did you cup it and spread it? Or did he sit it all the way on your, bitch, if he sat on your face, oh my God. Or did he just do one of those like stand up motions and put your face in his ass? Or did he lay his big ass on his back and throw his legs back and you stuck your tongue in his ass? God damn, the people want to know, bitch. I want to know, bitch. That is a lot of ass. I'm freaky, but I'm not that freaky, bitch. I'm not eating that much ass. That's a lot of ass, bitch. That's a lot of ass. That's a lot of ass to eat, bitch. Wow. Well, Faith Evans, we wish you the best of luck. with Stevie J, with all of it, girl. We wish you nothing but the best, bitch, because you're going to need it. Whew. All right, now that we've got the ass out of our way, let's get to the next bit of tea that we got going on to discuss. Let me see. Oh, my good sister, my good sister. Everybody clap it up. Let me see those claps for Carly Red, everybody. Let me see those claps for Carly Red. Carly Red has dropped new music, everybody. Ferrari Carly. And let me tell you something. I am here for Ferrari Carly. That's what I'm talking about, Carly Red. Clap it up for you. You look nice. The beat is good. The song is good. I'm riding with Ferrari Carly. I like the video. If you guys haven't seen it, let me give you guys a little bit of this tea. Let me see if I can get it for you. Do I have it? Yes. You guys are in luck. Get a piece of Ferrari Carly, and then we'll talk. All right. Carly Red. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, sus. Go ahead, Carly Red. Clap it up for Carly Red. If you like Carly Red, hashtag go Carly. If you fucking with Ferrari Carly, hashtag Ferrari. I want to see if y'all feeling Ferrari Carly. I like it. I guess Carly Red said, bitch, listen. I'm not going to keep being on Love & Hip Hop with this messy-ass storyline, bitch. I want to make some music, too. I want to make music just like everybody else making music. If Spice got music, Cardi B got music, Jocelyn Hernandez got music, Rashida got music, goddamn everybody got music. If Erica Mena can be an artist, then so can Carly Red. So I'm thinking it's a bop. I'm Team Ferrari Carly. I'm here for it. And let's be clear. At some point, Carly Red, she started on the show doing music. It was a flop before, but you listen, I'm here for it. This is good, Carly. This is good. Stick to it. Be consistent, girl. And who knows? You can be the next Cardi B. Carly, Ferrari. I like it. Okay, so let's get to our next situation. Next situation. I'm loving that, Carly Red. Okay, what we got? What we got next on the list? What we got next on the list of the shit? What we got next on the list? Okay. Oh, okay, so listen. I don't know all the tea with this, and I didn't even know that this was a thing. But apparently, there's a lot of dolls. Now, I don't really keep up with every single doll there is. I know there's a Cash doll. I know there's a Asian doll. But all the other dolls I can't keep up with. But apparently, y'all might know better than me, but I guess Cash doll and Asian doll don't like each other at all. Now, girl, I don't know if this is going to escalate or not. But Cash doll has dropped a mixtape, and to me, it sound like a straight up diss to Asian Doll. Now, here's the tea, though. So, Cash Doll went and did an interview, and luckily for you, I have the footage. And she was basically talking about how she doesn't like any of these dolls that are using the last name Doll, and she feels like the dolls should not be using Doll because she's the only doll. Well, let me get to it. Hold on. Let me get to it. Let me pull it out for you. Well, then Asian Doll went on an interview and was saying that Cash Doll knew that she was Asian Doll. She had been Asian Doll since 2013, and she was the first doll. And Cash Doll was the first doll that maybe people know, but she was basically a doll before a Cash Doll. And Cash Doll had wanted to work with her in the past. Asian Doll didn't want to work with her because she felt like Cash Doll only wanted to work with her because Cash Doll knew that Asian Doll was on the rise. So Asian Doll feels like, I don't want to work with Cash Doll. Did never want to work with her because she only wanted to work with me because she knew that I was popping. And Cash Doll is like, bitch, I never want to work with you. You just want to steal my name. And bitch, fuck all you dolls. But listen, let me get down to the T. Let me see if I got the video, bitch. So listen very closely to get the tea. There you have it. Cash Doll says, don't say your name is Doll. I don't like it. I guess she had got wind of it. And so she went and made, she did an interview basically with saying Cash Doll only wanted to work with her because she knew she was hot and she's been a doll and it is what it is. And she basically don't fuck with Cash Doll. And so, but then Cash Doll drops a new song. So let me give you the tea, bitch. Y'all let me know. I feel like this is a straight up diss to Asian Doll. You let me know. I'm going to let y'all listen and y'all give me the tea. But before I let y'all listen to this diss record, I'm going to need some shares. Can I get some shares so y'all can listen to the diss record? Let me get some shares, bitch. Y'all, if y'all want this tea, girl, you know I'm coming to y'all with the tea. So if y'all want this tea, y'all need to share this live right now. Y'all need to share this live right now. And if you're Team Cash Doll, hashtag Team Cash Doll. If you're Team Asian Doll, hashtag Asian Doll. Okay. So let me see. Are y'all ready? Are y'all not paying attention? Okay, let me see. Let me see. Make sure y'all like and comment on this. I want to see who is team what. You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm Team Cash Doll. I like Cash Doll's energy. I like her flow. Asian Doll, she's okay. Like, I'm not going to take away the fact that she can rap. I just like Cash Doll's personality. It's something about Cash Doll that seems genuine. And I like the fact that she's not fake. You know what I mean? I like that. And, like, I watched the interview with Cash Doll, and she was basically like, you know, I've never got to hate on nobody. Even though I may not be as successful as other people, I'm still doing me, and I'm not finna be fake with other people. Like, I fuck with Cash Doll. Cash Doll is the real deal. I wish the industry would stop playing in her face, though, and give that lady the notoriety and credit that she deserves. But, okay, so let me play y'all this diss. Real quick. Y'all ready? Here we go. Oh, here I go. Here I go. Here I go. Hey, here I go. Fuck it up. Here I go. Hey, here I go. Hey, here I go, bitch. Yes, God. Bitch, I'm fucking with that. Don't play with Cash Doll, bitch. Do not play with Cash Doll. I'm here for Cash Doll, and I'm also here to see what this is going to give. I'm actually here to see if this tea is going to continue to overflow and overflow and overflow, bitch. So I'm going to keep you guys updated on all the tea. Make sure you guys share this live. Are you guys liking the setup? You know, I really worked really hard for this. I really, really did. I really, really worked hard on this, you guys. I'm really liking all the feedback, all the messages that you guys are writing me. I'm really appreciating it. I'm really appreciating the love and the hate from some of you guys. But, you know, nonetheless, the show is back. Who cares what the people are saying about the views, the comments, any of that? We are back, and we're back better than ever. I just really want to take this time out to thank my loyal fans, my loyal supporters, for sticking with me. So make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. Also, if you're watching on Facebook, make sure that you hit like and see first so that you are notified when I'm live. Okay. So, without further ado, we have to get into another piece of tea. Let's see. Boop, boop, boop. And see, this, I'm really going to tread lightly with this because I can't seem to get a break when it comes to this person because the people really think I don't like him. So let's get into it. Okay. Milan Christopher dropped an EP called Beast Mode. Shout out to Milan Christopher. You know, a lot of people don't think I like Milan Christopher, but I do. I don't know Milan Christopher to like him, which means I also don't know Milan Christopher to dislike him. My only issue with Milan Christopher in the past was I felt like he would do a lot of things for attention. So I was just saying, like, you know, I would prefer him to focus more on his music than crying out for relevance and clout. Now, that being said, Milan has put out a, let me get it right, because, you know, somebody's going to feel some type of way, so let me get it right. He has put out a 9-song track list, and okay, let me, hold on. Give me a second. Okay, give me another second. Give me one more second, bitch. Okay. Now we can talk. The beats are good. Start with that. He put out music. The beats are good. I listened to the album, and here's the thing. If you are going to be a gay rapper, unfortunately, you are going to have to out-rap men and the best females in the game. So it, although it's easier, like female rappers, they can come out of the woodwork and be a female rapper. And they will get some type of notoriety and clout, even if they're average or below average. Being a gay rapper, you have to be above average. You have to be superior. You have to be better than the best. So with that being said, I know that it's harder. But the fact that he put out the album is good. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's going to chart. But he put out work, and that's a start. And the beats sound current. So I'm here for that. His flow and delivery needs work, in my opinion. But I'm in support because in his music, I'll honestly say I could see that he did his research and he's trying. So I'm not going to shit on Milan. The only thing I did not like about the album is one thing. If I could take away that, like, I was like, you know what? I'm annoyed by this. He has a song on there titled Nicki Minaj. And granted, it's one of the most streamed songs on the track list, but for obvious reasons. The song is called, titled, literally, Nicki Minaj. So I clicked the song, and it legit sounds like a beg for Nicki Minaj to respond or repost or just acknowledge him. And it's just kind of like, just be great, man. Like, you don't have to, like, I don't know what it is about gay people and they just want to feel fab all the time. Just do you, and then the people will acknowledge you when it's your time. I just kind of felt like it was just like a cry for Nicki Minaj's attention. And it was just like, no, that's corny. Like, no, I don't like that song. I hate that song. It felt very much like he was chasing a repost or clout. So, like, while I was with him, I was like, you know what? Me and Milan are going to bury our unspoken hatchet, because I'm not going to tear him down because he's trying to do him and he's trying to be successful in a heterosexual world. And I get it. So my thing is, I will applaud him for putting out a body of work, because I can't be that person that says, where's Milan's music? And then when he puts out the music, I act like it didn't happen. So at least he shut me up and put out some fucking music. So that's what I'm talking about, Milan. Now, because the beats were great. I like the beats. Now we just got to work on the delivery, the punchlines, and then let's not try to chase so much clout, and let's really get in our bag for ourselves. Like, don't name no more songs after any celebrities. Just do you. So, and here's the thing. Don't take any more nude pictures until people start taking your music more serious. That's all I have to say about Milan. Sure, somebody will find a way to make it as though I hate the man, and I really don't hate Milan, although he has me blocked on everything. So he thinks that I hate him, although I did see him in L.A. We didn't speak, but we just looked at each other. But whatever. Same thing. Okay. Now, this next topic is going to be very interesting, okay? And I know a lot of you are going to get ready to feel some type of way. And I'm ready to argue. So, with that being said, let me go ahead and put up the number so you guys can go ahead and get in the queue. Hold on. Put in a number. Okay. Make sure you guys share this, because I'm about to talk about the drag queens reading to little kid. Drag queen story hour. So I really feel some type of way about that. I don't know how I feel about drag queen story hour. So go ahead and there's the number is right here, 563-999-3658. And make sure you guys call in, because I'm really interested to hear what some of you all have to say about Drag Queen Story Hour. So I'm going to play this video for you. Well, first of all, I need you all to share this video. And if you're on YouTube, make sure you hit a like and a subscribe. If you're on the Armand Wiggins like page, make sure you like this video. If you're watching this video replay, I'm talking to you too. Like this video, hashtag the Armand Wiggins show, and share it, please. Because I'm not going to address this too many times. So, let's go ahead and let's get into it. Okay? I'm going to play the video for you, and we're going to talk. Let me get the video going. Shout out to Rico. Hey, Rico. Mwah. I love Rico. Shout out to Rico from Long Beach. Absolutely not. Now, wait. Before we get started, if you are in agreement with Drag Queen Story Hour, hashtag yes drag. If you are not in agreement with Drag Queen Story Hour, hashtag no drag. And I'll tell you what I think. Absolutely not. Do I want my kids to be being read books by a drag queen? No. Absolutely not. My kid does not need to be learning about gender fluidity. They don't need to be learning about drag. My kid only needs to be learning about the ABCs, the 1, 2, 3s, and the sharing is caring. I don't need, especially those kids that look what 3 and 4 and 5. They don't need to be knowing. They don't even know what they are yet. They don't need to see a drag queen telling them that they can be a drag queen superhero. Don't tell my kids that they need to do drag or that drag is okay. Let them make that decision on their own. Let's be clear. Drag is a job. Drag is not a lifestyle. Drag is it's not an everyday lifestyle that people live and breathe on a daily basis. People don't wake up and become drag queens and live their normal life as a drag queen. Drag is supposed to be as comedy, as entertainment. So I don't need a comic to come and entertain and read to my kids. They got clowns. You can have Snoopy come read to my kid. You can have Big Bird. Big Bird can come read to my kid. I don't need a drag queen coming to read to my kid because I don't even want my kid to even be trying to think about that right now. They need to be thinking about, well, what's a man and a woman and what's a breast and what's a wig? They don't need to be worried about that. You need to be worried about your ABCs, your 1, 2, 3s, and be nice and play nice and share. And don't say bad words. Not what I girl, but she's transgender and she used to have a penis and now hell no, that's some bullshit. And anybody that thinks that's okay, that's bullshit. And I'm not with you. You guys can say all day long, I hate the community. No, that's fine. Some of this shit is not necessary. If we want to start introducing that, I say make that a high school elective. Call it gender fluidity. Or maybe introduce a little and not too much. Maybe introduce a little bit of that in the sixth grade when they start talking about sex education. But for the most part, all through preschool, kindergarten, elementary, my kid don't need to know nothing about no drag. Nothing at all. Thing at all. Period. They don't need to be knowing about no drag. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And anybody that doesn't understand that, you know, something is wrong with you. Because I would never have my kid at drag queen hour. No, that's way too much. My kid is way too impressionable. Let's be real. I'll be really honest. I'm gay, but I want my kid to be gay. I would prefer my kid not to be gay, period. I would never want my child to be gay. I would never want a gay child. If my kid turned out to be gay, I would absolutely love and adore my kid. No, you know, hands down. But being gay is very, very hard. And it comes with a very, very, it comes with a lot of judgment. It comes with a lot of stigma. It comes with a lot of drama. And I would not want my kid to have to go through something like that. Ever. Never. So that is definitely something that I'm just not here for. I'm not here for Drag Queen Story Hour. I'm just not here for Drag Queen Story Hour, bitch. That shit's just not going to work. Let's see what you guys could say. Does anybody have any opinions? The call-in number is 563-999-3658. If not, I'm going to get on out of here. And we'll make it hot next time. 563-999-3658. Do you want to sound off on any of the topics we talked about? Do you want to talk about Biggie Smalls and Faith Evans? We talked about Carly Rae's new music. We talked about Milan Christopher. We talked about Cash Doll versus Asian Doll. We talked about Drag Queen Story Hour. Does anybody want to sound off on the topics? Let us know so that we can take your call. If not, I will conclude this night. But while I'm at it, I do want to get something off my chest. This was not actually going to be in the show, but I wanted to add this piece in the show. Let me clear the number. Let me go ahead and I'm gonna leave you guys with a word. I'm gonna leave you guys with a word before we get on out of here. Cause we don't have any callers, so I'm gonna go ahead and leave you with a word. This week I had to cut one of my good friends off. You know what I mean? I cut them off for a while. And I didn't want to have to necessarily cut them off, but they weren't being productive. They didn't want anything better for their lives. They only revolved around drama, mess, and gossip. And for me, that wasn't progressive. It was very hard for me. But at some point, you have to realize cutting certain people off allows you to grow. So if anybody out there is like battling with, you know, dang, I want to keep this relationship or this friendship, and you know deep down it's not worth it and it's not for you to have, cut him off. Cut him or her off and watch whatever you've been praying for, whatever you've been trying to have manifest. Watch it start manifesting, because those people, negative people, can block your energy. And you don't want your energy to be blocked, because your energy can't manifest itself into the universe. So remember that. Everybody is not worth your energy. Everybody is not worth your energy. So don't give it up so freely. I just thought I'd leave you guys with that. But yes, make sure you guys like, follow, subscribe, and share. If I'm feeling a little, you know, cocky later, I'll come back on. But until next time, we're recording live from a secret location. It's like my page is like been really censored. It's like really been censored. I don't know. I just think that.
But you seen it ringing, so it wasn't dead. A lot of for that page, do I have to just start a whole nother page? Yeah. Did you share it on the Armand Wiggins live stream?
Instagram active.
Yeah, that's true. So I need to crop. I need your help cropping this. Really? Right. Oh my God.
I don't
I also feel like, too, it's the topic. So since I'm kind of not talking directly about the gay stuff, it's harder, too. Because it's a new audience, so I'm not so controversial. Like, just coming out, just be upset. But it's like even the comments are like even when I post something, like you don't even get no traction. That's not normal. Like, it just don't seem like that's normal to have 42,000 people and then 5,000 friends and it's just average what I average. Like, it just don't, especially with a time, it just don't make sense. Does it?
No.
No. I see the same people every fucking day. Yeah, that's so weird. Whatever. Yeah. All right, I see you here.
I was in there. I Thank you.
put out new beats. The beats are good. I listened to the album, and here's the thing. If you are going to be a gay rapper, unfortunately, you are going to have to out in and have the best females in the game. So it's a little bit easier. But female rappers, they come to female rappers, Friday and Cloud, even if they are average. Below average. If the gay rappers have to be above average, you have to be superior. You have to be better than the best. But with that being said, I know that he's smart. But the fact that he put out the album is good. You don't think it's great. You don't think it's on the chart. But he put out, and that's the start. And it's the beat.
Thank you.
shut down a collar on me.
Why are you a bit? Tell me why you're a bit.